This week, the first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in a civilian court was sentenced to life in prison. The case has been one of the most important prosecutions so far for Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York. Bharara is barely a year and a half into his tenure, and even though he's one of the most powerful people in New York, he's also one of the least known. People still have trouble pronouncing his name. So WNYC sent Elsa Chang to find out a little more about the man behind one of the busiest prosecution offices in the country.
If there's one person you'd expect to be critical of the U.S. attorney, it would be a lawyer who regularly goes head-to-head with him. Ron Kuby has been a defense lawyer for more than 30 years in Manhattan. He's had his own share of bitter public confrontations with previous U.S. attorneys. But in the case of Preet Bharara, he says things are just different.
You expect federal prosecutors to make all kinds of enemies. And the extraordinary story here is you have a man who has taken over the most high-profile and powerful United States attorney's job in the entire country. And everyone across the political spectrum admires, respects, and likes the guy.
If you want to understand Bharara, people close to him say you need to go back to his senior year of high school, 1986, back to a small, tightly run place in Tinton Falls, New Jersey, called the Ranney School. All the boys had to wear blue blazers and gray slacks, and this is where Barbara Tomlinson taught Bharara American history.
Well, I was one of his first clients.
Tomlinson says Bharara stuck his neck out for her like no student ever did. Here was this blue-eyed Indian kid with everything to lose, valedictorian of his high school class, editor of the school paper, and an admission ticket to Harvard. Then one day, Tomlinson gets fired for what the headmaster calls insubordination.
Preet was very upset about this and came to me and said, well, you know, the students should do something. You're one of the best teachers in the school. And I sat him down and I said, no. I think at that point he'd been already accepted at Harvard. I said, you don't know what this might do to that.
But Bharara didn't listen. He rallied a group of other students, and together they strode into the office of a headmaster everyone feared. They demanded that Tomlinson get her job back.
Here was a young man who was interested in having the right thing happen and trying to figure out, could we fix it?
Tomlinson didn't get her job back, but what she noticed about Bharara, a strong sense of right and wrong, is a theme that ran through dozens of other interviews with Bharara's friends, peers, former supervisors, and even those you might expect to be his natural critics. What you hear over and over again is this is a guy who tries to do the right thing.
Today's indictments should send a strong message to those who think that they can game our country's healthcare system and steal taxpayer dollars.
Bharara oversees more than 200 lawyers handling many of the country's most important cases in terrorism, organized crime, public corruption, and financial fraud. In just the last year, the office secured a life sentence for the Times Square bomber and more than a dozen guilty pleas in what's expected to be one of the largest insider trading probes in history.
If you cheat, there are consequences. If you are a wealthy trader or a rich corporate executive, you are not special.
The office also indicted drug kingpin Christopher Koch and legendary arms dealer Victor Boot. And this month, it charged 26 members of the Gambino family in the biggest mob takedown ever in New York. But despite the headline-grabbing cases, Bharara doesn't relish talking to reporters. He didn't want to be interviewed for this profile, so he sent his number two at the office, Boyd Johnson, to take his place. They've been close friends for 18 years.
You know, he's a humble guy, Preet. He's a very modest guy. This job that he has as the U.S. attorney really isn't about him.
What we do know about him are a few things. Bharara was born in the state of Punjab in India. His parents named him Preetinder, which means the one who loves God. But everyone calls him Preet. He likes to say his family comes from four faiths. His father is Sikh, his mother Hindu. His wife's father is Muslim and her mother Jewish. Friends say he's the first guy with a witty comeback, the first guy you'd invite out for drinks. His standby is a Ketel One vodka and tonic with lime. And Boyd Johnson says Bharara is as crazy about Bruce Springsteen as he is.
If there's one Bruce Springsteen song that embodies Preet, can you name a favorite song, a song that he feels resonates with him?
You know, would probably be Born to Run.
Why is that?
Well, because he has a great sense of urgency about him. I mean, not to be too serious, but He thinks that we're called, you know, to do things. And that's a calling that is urgent.
Bharara's path to that calling reads like a model resume. After Harvard, there was Columbia Law School, and eventually a job as chief counsel to Senator Chuck Schumer. There, he was instrumental in helping the Judiciary Committee investigate the Bush administration's firing of 8 U.S. attorneys. It was no surprise to anyone when Schumer recommended Bharara to be Manhattan's next U.S. attorney. Then, barely a year into his new job, the office took some heat when Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad wasn't brought to court after his arrest. Usually a defendant appears in front of a judge within 48 hours. Ron Kuby says Bharara's tenure has been exemplary, but this incident really disturbed him.
This was an American citizen on American soil taken off an airplane and simply made to disappear for 2 weeks.
Prosecutors later explained Shahzad had quietly waived his rights and agreed to cooperate with investigators without a lawyer. Still, civil libertarians said the office bent the rules. Elsewhere, Bharara's aggressiveness has been applauded. The Financial Press recently dubbed him the new sheriff of Wall Street for his extensive insider trading probe. But people close to these cases say Bharara can't claim too much credit. First, the investigation began long before he became U.S. attorney. And second, the lauded use of wiretaps in the cases wasn't originally his call. Those wiretaps started a year and a half before his tenure. But some speculate that insider trading is where Bharara wants to make his mark. Rich Zabel, who's supervising the investigations, disagrees.
There's so much written about it and there's so much press attention to it that sort of translates into, oh, that must be the legacy that we want the office to be known for, that Preet is always talking about, but that's not in fact what happens. It sort of generates itself.
Observers say the insider trading probes won't shake up the corporate world anyway. There are way bigger fish to fry. So far, Wall Street watchers say Bharara's office has been wimping out on punishing any major bank or executive for the missteps that triggered the recession. The thinking is, if there's any office positioned to bring a prosecution, it would be the one located right next to Wall Street. But last month, Johnson said, what people want doesn't matter if there's no actual evidence of criminal conduct.
We can't just go get indictments because the public is demanding indictments. I mean, that would be incredibly irresponsible of us to do. Just because there's a cry for scalps in any area is not going to mean that Preet is going to submit to that.
Yesterday, Congress released a 600-page report laying some blame on Wall Street for the financial collapse. It says banks ignored warning signs and continued pushing risky investments. And reportedly, the panel handed some evidence over to prosecutors for possible investigations. Bharara's office wouldn't comment on whether the report will actually launch any new cases. And as people wait to see what he'll do, here's a piece of advice from the woman who gave Bharara his first job as a federal prosecutor 11 years ago. Former U.S. Attorney Mary Jo White says don't listen to the political windstorm.
Your job is to do the right thing in every situation. And in the Southern District in particular, which is older than the United States Department of Justice, there's a long tradition of autonomy and independence. And it is critical that the U.S. attorney who heads that office embody those traits. And clearly Preet does.
Of course, if Bharara does bring a successful big bank prosecution one day, people say he will truly make a name for himself. And maybe then everyone will remember how to pronounce it. For WNYC, I'm Elsa Chang.